Asia, from East Asia,
yeah,
from everywhere, right? So we have a diverse team in my practice, and we also see a diverse population.
Yeah.
And that's where we bring in our cultural kind of expertise and cultural backgrounds to what we do as well.
Yeah, so this actually, from the first glance, it looked like a disadvantage, but if you put it under the same, the specific context or situation or environment, it becomes a competitive advantage of your team, right? And another thing I think I just heard is that it's not every patient goes to there or needs this treatment is Chinese, right? So they could be Indian, they could be Europeans or local Canadians.
Yeah.
So let's say if I am an Indian patient, if I go to a Chinese doctor, and I will be like, oh, I do want to get treatment from the Chinese traditional medicine because I wanted to try just like you did, or somebody introduced me, but I would be a little bit afraid that you don't understand my body condition or you don't understand my culture that well. So at this point, I think my better choice, or I would prioritize the choice or treatment with you, if that makes sense.
That's right. There's a little bit of, you know, trust, I guess, that's built because we're from the similar cultural background, right? But beyond that, I feel most people just want to know, can you get me where I want to go?
They just want to...
Exactly, right? Beyond the cultural background, beyond that, I think people just want to know, what can you do to get me where I want to go in my health? You know what I mean? Do you have the potential? Do you have the knowledge and the authority to get me where I want to go, right? That's the bottom line, I feel.
Okay. Which,
yeah.
Yeah, I think they really fit why we do this show. Our show is really focused on cross-cultural conversation, like what we're doing right now. So we started to realize that sometimes maybe some group of people, like what I used to do, is that I do have stereotype, I do have biases, but the more I see, the bigger the world I've been involved in, or the more people, diverse people that I've been interacted with. And I realized I started to have this judgment, especially as an adult. I can tell if you're professional or not. And if you really know what you do, and if you really think for me and for good, then I don't really care your background. I think I can do this cross-cultural talk or build that trust because you are so good and you think good for me.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So I want to know what you are focusing right now is... is there any special body condition is needed for this, or what kind of symptoms that I feel right now? And I don't know who to go to, and this is a good fit for your project or what you're working on right now.
That's right, yeah. So going back to when I mentioned my period had stopped when I moved from India to Canada, right? So life was so busy. And it was a very kind of like stressful time in my life where my period had stopped, right? So this is where the knowledge of the fact that all your hormones are coming from one place, right? Your stress hormones, your sex hormones that help you get your period and help you have healthy periods, right? All that is coming from one place, right? It's made of cholesterol, which is the fat, right? So it's made from cholesterol. So I know this is getting a bit more technical.
I'm trying to understand it.
But essentially, when your body is so stressed, it's not focusing on having healthy periods and having a healthy baby or whatever, right? It's sequestering all its energy to deal with the stress. That is why my period stopped.
Okay.
Right? And so at that point, I went back to India after not having my period for 8 months. I was diagnosed with something called polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS. And in fact, just in the last couple of days, there's been a huge revolution where we have news that the name polycystic ovarian syndrome is being changed to PMOS. Right? So polyendometabolic ovarian syndrome.
Okay.
Right? I think I'm calling it PMOS, but I'm not sure if that acronym is going to stick. But I think I'm going with PMOS, right?
Right.
So PCOS and PMOS, right? So it's such a huge thing that's happening in the medical community right now, because I have suffered, and like many other women, like literally 10 to 15%, and in the South Asian community nearly 18% or more, or like, are in that ballpark, are being affected with this condition, right? And along with me, so many other women have not been able to get the right support for so many years, because I would go to my doctor to, you know, basically say that, hey, I'm not getting my period, right? Or I'm having hair growth on my face, or I'm having acne, right? Or I'm having all this and this. So the solution was to put me on birth control.
Okay.
To regulate my period, right?
Okay.
But that's artificially making me get my period, but it's still not fixing the root cause. And that's because PCOS is a misnomer, right?
Okay.
Polycystic ovarian syndrome was built on cysts on the ovaries, but it doesn't really acknowledge the whole metabolic process that's happening within.
Okay.
The fact that there is something called insulin resistance, where your blood sugar is not able to be properly balanced. Right.
Okay.
And so I know this is getting very technical, but the name is very, very apt now to reflect what is actually going on in the body, in the woman's body who has a polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Okay. I see. Interesting. Well, that is very technical, but it proved that you're very professional about this. We will have a little break with some Indian music, and
yes,
then we're going to come back. And then I want to say, I want to talk about your entrepreneurial journey, because I know that you're doing your thing, and you're not just a professional doctor, but you're also doing entrepreneurial project and trying to expand this to help more people, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll come back. And
love
thank you so much. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and we'll talk to you in 2 minutes.
there's a name change.
Hello, welcome back. And today we have Indian Chinese medicine doctor. She just talked a lot about the how technical and the medicine is, the treatment is, which I was so impressed because I didn't even know that there's so much going on to recognize or diagnose a symptom. So now I am very curious about what kind of symptom I could have, or how do I know that I feel this, or I want to solve some problems for my body, and then I can go to get this treatment. Yes, please share with us.
Thank you, thank you. So essentially, a woman who is suffering from acne on their face, hair growth on their face, unwanted hair growth on their face, hair loss on their head, right? A person who's gaining a lot of weight, who is not having a regular menstrual cycle,
right?
Who's having difficulty with getting pregnant with fertility. All this can come down to polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS to be short.
Oh, wow. Right? So that's literally a lot of people are suffering, right? Mm-hmm. What if a male who are suffering or struggling with hair loss? Can I go?
Well, that's not my area of specialty.
So you're
my
focusing area, on female.
Yes, yes. My area is female wellness. We're going to have somebody dealing with male wellness in my clinic as well, because it's very important to be able to focus on men's wellness as well. And so I see the women who want to come into my office, right, who are suffering from all these conditions. And what I've created is a program to be able to support them, right? Because this is something where you can't go to the doctor and get a pill and get a cure for it, right? There's a lot of lifestyle change. There's a lot of understanding that needs to happen of the condition to be able to help yourself, right? And so I went through years of suffering with this condition, and then I learned about it in school, and then I've learned about how I can resolve this for myself.
Right.
So for women out there suffering with this condition, I want to say that there's support. There is a huge amount of support, and that's the reason I basically built the program, because I'm a one-on-one partner with them. It's not just I give you a pill and you go, but we are partners, right? We're partners for 6 months, and basically that's going to help them. And step by step by step, we're going to build the understanding, we're going to build a strategy, and they're going to see a huge amount of change. And I've helped a lot of people in the program as well.
I see. I think that's even better, because for me, if I have those kind of problem, or my female friends have those kind of problem, I think it's not just the body condition. It's not just the physical symptom. It's also emotional and psychological.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, sometimes we feel a little bit ashamed where we're not supposed to, but we do, right? I mean, losing hair is not a big issue. It's not like I'm going to, you know, die or anything, but we do suffer from it, because it's just not,
it's not fun.
I know. And I sometimes I can imagine if I wanted to solve this problem, probably just for myself, but also I would have a huge mental barrier to share with another male I'm dating with.
Something like imagine that. Imagine if you're having hair growth on your face. You're like literally growing a beard. How will you feel, right? Like, I've been through this issue, and I know so many people have been through this. Acne, like, all over the face, right? Like, my patients have suffered through all of that. So it's like very, very big blow on your kind of your self-esteem and your confidence and the way you, you know, carry yourself in a professional setting, right? Like, a professional woman, a CEO, can be worried about, oh, am I going to show my hair growth on my face? Or do I have to shave today to, you know, be presentable? Or what can I do about my acne, right? Like, what can I, how can I present myself more professionally? So it goes down to how this woman carries herself.
I know. I feel like the appearance do matter, but it's not like we have to go pick up plastic surgery, but we just need to have a better treatment to our bodies, and also mentally we will feel better, because if we are healthier, we do look shinier. We do look good and we feel good. And overall, it's a huge positive improvement and upgrade.
Yeah,
so that is what you support that you offer.
Absolutely. And it's not, it's about feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
It's about looking better. But it also comes down to like, including myself, I've seen my productivity is through the roof. My productivity is just through the roof. And I'm like so energetic compared to before when I didn't know what I was doing. Right.
I see.
Yeah.
However, I do wanted to let you share what are the symptoms are not falling into this column. Like, I'm pretty sure if I'm having cancer, I should go to the doctor who cure or study cancers, right? So there definitely is something that we should take it seriously in a different aspect and not go to you. So we know what's fit for you, what this can help us to get better, feel better.
Absolutely.
But what are the things that you think, oh, this is on other categories?
Oh, I see. So
from your example, somebody came to you and your patients and you realize, oh, I should refer them to somebody else because I want to help them better and not just, you know, sell my program.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Absolutely, right? That's so important because there's so many things that I'm not specializing in.
Yes.
And obviously, for example, because you brought up, you know, cancer, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of naturopathic professionals who support cancer in a holistic way, right? Along with their conventional doctors. So they work in conjunction with their conventional doctors.
Right.
And together they build a really good treatment plan to support those patients, right? So if somebody walks into my door with potential, you know, like dealing with cancer or something like that, I'm obviously going to send them to them, right? Mental health is another aspect that I'm going to be like, hey, my colleague is really good at this, right? Like that's not my primary focus. So, you know, I would really advise you to go see them because they are specializing in it. And I would love for you to get a specialist kind of treatment, right? Yeah, that the doctor is actually focusing on that. Well, where it comes to me, I deal with all the hormones, right? When it comes to, you know, like PMS, when it comes to perimenopause, when it comes to weight gain, when it comes to, you know, menopause, like all those, when you're dealing with hormonal health, thyroid, all that kind of stuff, I really love to deal with.
Oh, I see.
Bring in naturopathic medicine, bring in traditional Chinese medicine.
That's so important because to be able to do so well and so good in your field, you have to be focused. You cannot be like, oh, I know everything. Then you're just mediocre in everything.
Absolutely.
So for the keyword of your work is the female hormone problems, right? If I feel like my problem, even my mood or something that's just most likely affected by hormones, then I should consider this kind of treatment.
Absolutely. There's, you know, hormones are at play in so many aspects of our life.
Yeah.
And so my area is how it all plays in together. Right?
Okay, I see. Yeah. Maybe self-diagnose is not the best way, but I feel like, you know, if I have some problems, maybe the first thing is to go and get diagnosis first, right? And see if this is affected or if this is the because of the cause of hormones. And then I know where to find people. If I come to you as a patient and you realize this is not what is the real reason that caused what I feel or how I feel, then I guess at least I get the advice to go to a better or more accurate direction.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't shy away from telling you that this is not what I see. You know, this is the support that you need. But I'm also going to support you. That is my way of supporting you in the best way that I can, right?
Okay.
If it's going to come under my area, obviously I'm going to support you the most to be able to treat it, make it better.
Right. I guess this is how you do your job, is to be professional, not just trying to sell.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's so important. I really felt like learned so much about it, and that if I have any problem that I felt it's probably affected by hormones, which most likely is, I will go to you, by the way.
Oh my gosh. thank you so much, Charlotte, for having me.
I wonder, where can we find you? I know you're in Vancouver, but is there any specific website or location we can find you?
So right now you could find me at Killarney Health, and but my website is drgehanashankar.com. I know that's a mouthful.
Can you spell it?
Yes, it's drgehanashankar.com. And so I just want to let everybody know that we're still in the building stage. I just took over this clinic, right? It's an amazing clinic, amazing practitioners, and we're in the building phase as well. And so we're going to have a really nice team to be able to support women's health, to be able to support men's health, and kids and young adults, right? Babies and young adults, like their health as well, and in a more holistic way.
That's great. We will put the contact or the website address later on when we edit this video, so we can find you, or at least we know if we can get a diagnosis to point a direction to what I need.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. That was a really fun conversation. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we, our show called Comi Negotiator, we're a cross-cultural conversational show. My name is Charlotte, and shout out to all the staff here at CJSF. This is a big, warm family. And thank you so much. If you can, you can check our website, cjsf.ca, to listen to all other shows. If your Chinese audiences use WeChat video channel, you can just tune in and live stream me. That's China time or Beijing time every Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. in the summer season. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.
We are liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road.
That was our